But it's fun.
It's fun.
Speaking of objectifying people, Jeff Ross. No, that's a bad joke about the fact that Jeff Ross has a wonderful personality and a face like a frying pan. But he is the Roastmaster General of America, which
I would defend him, but I'm fine with anyone mocking anyone upon their appearance.
And that's his point. Is he came out as the Roastmaster General and said, "Listen,
I'm sexy, so I don't have to worry about
that." Don't be such a bitch. She was funny. Her job is to be funny. She doesn't even have to speak truth to power. She has to be funny. If that means being overtly offensive, that's okay. If it means not being offensive, that's okay. She is supposed to be funny. It was funny. Zip. Period. That is the responsible... the sole responsibility of a comedian.
I think she went well above and beyond.
Yeah, she totally did.
She wasn't just hysterical. She spoke truth to power.
Yeah.
And much more importantly, she spoke truth to everyone out there because most people don't watch. Most people don't watch the White House Press Correspondents' Dinner at all.
Even though it is fantastic every year.
But then so many horrible hypocrites freaked the fuck out that everybody watched it, and she ended up speaking truth to everybody.
It was is CPAC's highest rated thing.
Good on
in
you,
history.
Michelle Wolf. Good on you for reals. Like, she spoke truth to so many different people who I'm sure sat there in their living room and thought, you know what? That is exactly what I think about these fucking people. And now these people that I watch because I hate Ben Mulrooney so much have gone aboard of you in a way that I cannot and will not support her.
She's going to have
no time for
a fantastic career as a comedian. And I really hope that she doesn't end up doing fucking terrible films like Amy Schumer and all that.
Stop it.
Oh, you want to watch I Feel Pretty? That fucking train wreck?
Stop it. We'll get to that on our other show.
I can't help myself today. I just want to talk about flimsy shit.
I think in terms of that, then, we really should go with the roasting idea, because...
Yeah.
Talking about, like, this segment three. Welcome to segment three.
Segment three.
The let's get personal. Yeah.
So I've never been to a roast of a local politician, but you have!
Yeah, Peter Stauffer, and there were none of the jokes that would be made now.
Peter Stauffer, for those wondering about his personality, he had... a collection. His office in Parliament was covered head to toe, ceiling to floor, in ball hats. That's his personality.
That, and he was pro-veterans, and no one else is pro-veterans.
Yeah, especially if you ask Peter Stauffer.
The Break with Michelle Wolf is her new Netflix show, starting
later
this month.
I knew it had a name, yeah.
Yeah. I remember his roast being very funny. It was actually really entertaining to write that article because there was a lot of good lines that I wish I could remember some of them now. But none of them were memorable in the long term because none of them brought any attention to any unknown truths whatsoever. Or, like, even truths that people weren't talking about at the time. It was all so basic. And I feel like that's the problem with our politicians locally, is that I don't think our politicians have a sense of humor. I don't think...
Mm-mm.
There's very few that I've met that I would say... There's a couple. But most of them don't have a sense of humor. So you go to a political roast around here, and it's all the, like, I guarantee you when they roasted Gloria McCluskey, it was about her wanting to be mayor of Dartmouth forever. As if that's a joke that everyone doesn't make constantly.
Not even good Dartmouth jokes.
And if you don't live here, it's that joke. Like, it's that obvious thing that, like,
We all know.
You never, ever... Gloria McCluskey was... the mayor of Dartmouth for a very long time, and then she thought she was the mayor of Dartmouth on Halifax City Council.
When Dartmouth became Halifax, she was still...
Gloria was an institution. Gloria is an institution. She's been around, she'll be around, you know.
Yeah. And
she's
her son's
politicians
fantastic.
Locally. There's so much material there.
Yeah.
There's so much material. You could have really had a lot of fun. You could have ripped her colleagues to shreds as well. Why wouldn't you? That one I did miss. But I guarantee we would have heard about it if there was anything noteworthy out of it.
Yeah.
And if the Peter Stauffer roast was any indication, there wasn't. Like, there was nothing memorable whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I understand part of it is that you're playing to a friendly crowd and that you're playing to, you know, there's a lot of other politicians and a lot of voters there, so you don't really want to... Of course, there's not going to be someone there with a natural inclination to rip to shreds at all. But wouldn't it be wonderful if there just was someone with enough of a sense of humor to actually pick a couple scabs off and start some conversations?
It would be nice if there was one, but, you know, Way Mason has no sense of humor, to start with. Matt Whitman, who finally blocked me on Twitter for pointing out that he's a racist whack job.
I met Matt Whitman in person the day he first blocked me on Twitter.
Ha!
And he introduced himself. Hi, I'm Matt Whitman, etc. And I said, hi, I'm Blake Hunsley, who just blocked me on Twitter. This was back before I blocked Twitter.
Yeah.
And he laughed, and he took his phone out of his pocket, and he unblocked me immediately.
Yeah.
And then I stayed unblocked for about a year.
Yeah.
Maybe two. And then before I blocked Twitter, I was well and truly blocked again. But, like, that was a weird one because he at least pretends to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He would make jokes about himself more than any other politician. But out of any other politician, he's the one you can make mean caustic jokes about, and he certainly wouldn't make those. So I guess it covers up. It fills the gap of mockery so that you won't dig deep for it, even though you don't really have to.
It's a manner of him controlling it so that he can approach you and hopefully get your support. It really is just manipulative over actually, like, empathic humor. Of like, oh, you're a human being.
So, see, in a way, you gotta give some props to the White House Press Correspondents Association because, well, or at least you did before they apologized.
Yeah.
Before they apologized,
they chickened out.
Yeah, before they chickened out. But they at least, they brought her on.
They did hire, they paid
her. Someone must have looked at something she did, although if past events or any indication, perhaps not. Stephen Colbert's wonderful performance comes to mind.
Well, yeah, the career-making performance, like, truly, I mean, I don't think the Colbert Report had started at that point.
Yes, it had. I think so.
Okay, because it's all so vague. I remember watching the Colbert Report for, like, 3 years straight.
Oh, yeah.
Every night it was on. Oh my god, that was just glorious.
This is something I regret about where we live right now. It's like, Trump, for better or for worse, is a golden age for comedians because there's so much material. On the downside, everyone's constantly making jokes about him as if it's okay to make light of him, unless you're Michelle Wolf, in which case you set him on fire, metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
And really do your job as a comedian. But we used to have some funny political, like, shows in this country.
Yeah.
Like, there was political comedy. That was a thing. And there, it's few and fucking far between. I really cannot think of, okay, no, because news on CBC has one or two zingers once in a while.
Yeah.
But even it, because news, a show that is hysterical and is about the news, still doesn't really rip politicians that much. They make the occasional, like, odd clanker bang at Justin Trudeau, and that's it.
Yeah, well, the This Hour Has 22 Minutes tweeted a couple of days ago.
See, I can't even.
Oh, like, I know. But
and it might be, like, it might be worth going back into now, but for me, it's like The Simpsons. It's that show that had its time and then wouldn't go away.
Yeah, and it still won't go away. And they tweeted a thing. It wasn't even a joke. It was a complaint. That, like, something about mortgage prices being too high because of the government. Like, oh, mortgages are going up, so Canadians will have more less money. And it's like, that's not even a joke. There's no punchline there. But here's the thing. That Twitter account, the person who wrote that, their entire staff, everyone on TV in that show, that's taxpayer-funded. They themselves exist because of the thing that they're complaining about.
Which you can either get pissed off about, or I honestly don't.
No, I'm not pissed.
But I think you have a greater responsibility there.
Yeah.
I think if the government is financing your comedy in any way, shape, or form, you should be ridiculously incisive. You should be destroying the government through comedy every week.
The minute I can't remember her real name, but the character
Mary Walsh.
The Mary Walsh's Marg Delahunty.
Okay, no, let's pause it because if you don't know this show, go watch a little bit of her.
Oh yeah, go watch Marg Delahunty, Warrior Princess, which is a I think when she was doing it, she was like in her late 40s, 50s, Newfoundland woman dressed like Xena.
She swung a broadsword around her head. Swinging a sword. I believe it was in the Parliament Hill, yeah, like, press gallery.
She was standing next to the Prime Minister at
the time. She was standing next to the Prime Minister swinging a broadsword. It was amazing. Yeah. And everyone laughed. And I'm remembering this. This was ages ago, so it could be misremembering. But I believe it was Cretchen, like, kind of swinging his head back and laughing, like, to get out of the way.
He loved
Imagine
it.
Imagine that. Like,
Paul Martin loved it. And Stephen Harper would not deal with
not
her.
Not at all.
But it all ended when Rob Ford, that fat crackhead, fucking fat crackhead.
We will speak ill of the dead around this show. If
I will
of
that asshole. And he called the cops on her.
Yep.
Because he saw her coming at him like she does with every other politician. And he thought it was a legitimate threat to his children, is what he said.
Yep.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. Even if you take the angle that she went to his house, which personally I don't agree with going to the house.
Go to the house if you set something up already. Public spaces are a different thing.
Yep. But as a politician, like, what a foolish move, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, you actually kind of ended something. Yeah. Whether that was your intention or not, and since you were Rob Ford and terrible, it probably was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it really ended a lot of ballsiness in political comedy that I have seen. There's some great Canadian comedy out there right now, believe it or not, but it's not political.
Yeah, and now Mary Walsh hosts a series where they talk about books.
It's the most boring show!
We get boring Canadian celebrities on, and they tell you about a book they just read, and it's not even a debate about the book, it's just, and what were you reading? Oh, well, I had this great book about the coal miner's daughter, and everyone dies. Oh, well, that's very Canadian. We'll be right back.
Look, we both love books. And no way, no
not
how.
Not Canadian literature.
No, stop that. But no way, no how will we discuss that Canadian literature on that show?
Everyone
Holy
dies.
Crap, it's boring.
Oh my god.
Did Mary Walsh's spirit die? Bad.
But yeah, she gained a gravitas, but lost interest.
She's an interesting Italian Montrealer mother.
Yeah.
What is it? Mambo Italiano.
I heard that
Newfoundland
Mary
Walsh as an Italian immigrant mother is a sight to behold. She's great. That whole movie's great. But no, don't watch her book show or listen to her book show, whichever it is now.
You will fall asleep.
Is it a listen or a watch now?
It's both. They take the
audio. I didn't think it was
audio.
Ever just a watch.
It's just a watch. No, they take the audio, and when there's nothing else, they play it on CBC Radio.
When there's nothing else.
When there's no seriously, here's like
it's Canada. There's often nothing.
If you've ever traveled any large distance in Canada, there will come a point where the only thing you can hear on the radio is CBC, mm-hmm. and there will come a point during the day when they essentially run out of programming, and they will put on this random shit that they have in their national library of what in the fuck.
I feel a desperate need to defend CBC Radio right now.
Oh, no.
Because I love them so much. Because I love them so much. And they're my background sound to so much of my life. And yet, every word you're saying is completely true.
Yes.
And it, man, and it's...
It can be boring
and it's not,
as fuck.
I'm sorry,
it can be
it's
glorious.
Not a funding issue. It's not. You don't have to pay much to get
your
comedy. Sometimes
of
it's fucking free, although I'm glad Michelle Wolf got paid.
Yeah.
But, man, where is our incisive, witty comedy now, especially in politics?
Well, no, Canada...
Gosh, Rick Mercer's retired, so what do we do now?
And there's the thing. As much as, like, we have this national obsession with being like, we have these great comedians, we produce great comedians, we haven't in the last, like, 20 years. I know some fantastic comedians in Canada. Canada does have great comedians.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't getting fucking exposure or money. And that's the truth, they don't get the same kind of exposure anymore, because
there's
the media...
There's like two, maybe.
Yeah, but because the media landscape is so different, you have specialty channels, internet, all that shit, and going down to the States, you no longer have that moment where you make it through the CBC or CTV, and you become that Canadian comedian on that Canadian show, and then move on to something big. You just go to that other fucking thing entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You leave.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's sad.
You Gavin Crawford.
I love Gavin Crawford.
They're fun. And yeah, he started on the Sarah's 12. Well, not started, but it was one of his like first gig shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then, was it Logo came along and was like, money.
Oh, I don't know, man, but he's Because News guy.
He is?
Yes.
It's fantastic.
A wonderful show.
He went back.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's talk about political comedy in a good sense here. Let's stop being cynical, Salish, for 1 second, because News is hilarious.
I really need to actually
hilarious.
Listen. I downloaded
it. There are a couple panelists who always bang on the same issue and are terrible and not funny. And we will discuss who they are in the kitchen because they make me so mad I can't with them. But by and large, they're just great. They're so funny. Martha Chavez, if you're listening, I love you so much. Imagine this. Martha Chavez, like, Latina immigrant to Canada. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where she's from. But anyway, not the perspective I expect on my CBC comedy.
No.
Exactly hilarious.
That just would be, and yes, very
so
much
so good.
Lacking voice in Canadian culture.
Oh, what's his name? The old guy from Corner Gas who played the dad, the crotchety
dad. Did he
die? No, she died.
Oh, right.
What is his name? It's going to drive me crazy. He's unbelievable.
I can picture him. I can hear his voice.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the few things I could stand on Corner Gas. That and the two cops.
Oh, they were great.
Yeah.
They were really, really funny. I'm going to find his
name. Everyone else, I can't
Eric Peterson. Eric Peterson. If Eric Peterson joined Twitter, I would join Twitter again.
Yeah.
I would. He's that funny. So, this is a show all about news. It is incredibly funny. It's done in Canada. And it really does seem like their funniest jokes are still about Trump.
Yeah.
Like, just... And it's not that our Canadian politicians are boring.
It's hard to make fun of Justin because...
He's so fucking dreamy.
A, he's so fucking dreamy. B, the biggest complaint you have always pales in comparison to the vampire we had before.
Yeah, it's true.
Stephen Harper ate babies. I'm not saying that as a statement of
so, like,
fact,
if he's a vampire, is
metaphor.
Like Andrew Scheer Count Chocula?
He's eaten enough anywhere.
That's... Oh... Don't make fun of appearances. You're going to have to go put on some silky eyeliner to feel better now.
Oh, this has been... the industry is doomed.
I think it might be.
We'll see if we come back from that one. I'm Michaela Gorman.
I'm Blake Hensley and other people.
Oh, follow us on shit. Goodbye.